The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, it's Friday, and Linda's usually not here on Friday, but I have a Clark with me. Nope, not Trish Clark.
I'm so sorry.
I have Sharon Clark with me.
Good morning.
CEO of Home Helpers. And you know what? One of the reasons that Sharon's here today is because we were talking the other day, and Sharon's well, let me get into what we do first here, and then we'll talk about this. It is 7:06 in the morning, and our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's Friday, so there's a lot of our we have some friends here today with us, and, of course, there's Savannah. Savannah, good morning.
Huh? Good morning.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Did
you see that one coming?
Are you climbing much lately?
I haven't.
It's too cold? Too
icy? Just because it was still pretty rainy, and so the rock was still pretty wet.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, going
this
back
week,
out.
Is it, your little fingers, they turn into like little gecko pads that they just kind of stick to the rock?
I wouldn't say that my hands are very soft.
Uh-huh.
They're very, you know.
Well, no, but the little geckos, they have like that whining is really not. That's not Sharon.
Savannah, have you been following the guys climbing in Yosemite?
Is there something recently going on, or is it just in general?
Yeah, they're going up to the top of El Capitan and hanging out and making sure their fingers heal. It's like a free climbing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
The first ones that have done it like this?
Yeah, it's like they practiced for like 3 years to do it. Google it. It's really cool into climbing. But yeah, it's like they're hanging on the side of the mountain now in the slings, letting their fingers heal because it's all free climbing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, what's the weather look like today? And this weekend, too.
Yes, it's partly sunny with a high near 65 today, lows tonight around 41. This weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 61, and Sunday, partly sunny, high near 56. So it's a probably good weekend to get out if you want to, not super chilly or rainy.
Yeah, too bad because we could use, this is where we say, we want rain.
Do, but then we get annoyed and we want to get outside, so it's a battle.
Hey, weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Okay. Spencer.
We have another guest in the studio.
let's put Spencer on the. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning.
And you know what? If you'd stop whining, I would have let you in earlier.
I couldn't contain it.
Okay. Now, last week, I think it was last week, we had two puppies.
Yes.
We had Scotty.
And the other one had a weird name.
They
were both Star Trek names.
They're both Star Trek names. But the little girl on it would just whine. But Scotty would just sit there. It was perfect. And I saw a photo of Scotty this week. Scotty was adopted.
Both of them were.
Both of them were. Okay.
Yes, that whole litter and mom all found a home.
Well, I tell you, Scotty was sitting there looking. Well, he was looking laid back, but Scotty looked laid back because Scotty didn't make any noises and just would lay there and look around. He just kind of looked around and went, hey, I'm cool. I'm the Steve McQueen of dogs. So, hey, okay, what do you have? Now you've got another one right here.
Yes, I brought another great puppy with me today. This morning
this
I brought
beautiful
Bess.
Puppy. Bess.
Bess is a 2-month-old border collie mix. And
she is
boy,
so
is she adorable.
She is.
She's a tri-colored border collie mix, so she's got the tan and the black and the white on her. And bless you. She's obviously rated for a home with kids of all ages. She would do well with all other animals. And, she wants nothing more than to find a forever home today. So we're hoping today's her lucky day.
Oh, my gosh. She is adorable.
She's chewing. She's just little.
And border collies are great with families, and they're very smart. So this would be a great pet for somebody.
Yeah, she's very intelligent. She's at the stage right now where she's teething, so she's a little mouthy, you know. But with a little bit of time, that's something that you can easily correct.
Oh, she's licking your fingers now, and then she reaches over and gives him a little, oh, little love juice. Yeah, she is adorable, and black and white and brown, but mainly black and white.
Yeah,
and it's got a beautiful face with the markings on it. Little cute, intelligent eyes. And you can hear her. Doesn't she sound adorable?
She's so cute.
Don't you just want to take her and put her on your pillow at night, Savannah?
She could probably go in a pack as you're climbing.
There you go. You could put her in a little belly pack.
She's pretty cute. I held her earlier.
Yeah, so she could lick your face.
Yeah, I don't know how long she'll sit in a pack for. I mean, she'll be big pretty soon.
Well, how big do you think she's going to be?
She's going to be around a 50-pound dog.
Okay.
Well, give or take a little bit.
This is a great, like, trail hiking dog and running dog and stuff.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Someone that's athletic, you know, that wants a dog that'll run with them, you know, for a couple miles a day. This is the type of dog. And like you stated earlier, the border collies are known for their intelligence. So, I mean, they're eager to learn and they catch on really quickly.
And that you can have them chase the geese off your yard if you had geese on your yard.
Okay. Yeah, they want to herd things.
They
want
to herd things.
So they're really good like that.
And if you got some kids that are recalcitrant, you know, when the dog gets a little bit bigger, the dog can herd them.
Yes, they can.
From room to room and, you know, get them there for dinner, get them out of bed in the morning. So, okay, what's your name again?
Bess.
Okay. And as everybody knows, you can change the names immediately as soon as you pick up your dog.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the best thing about dogs. Well, you know, I can do the same thing, change my name. I answer to most everything. We've had enough, Bess. Okay, you've made your point.
Somebody come get me.
Okay, how do we get Bess?
So you can stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you can give us a call at 241-1653.
There you go. I mean, This is you're the noisiest little girl we've had here. Well, okay. Puppy dog.
Aside from my
co-host here.
She wants to make sure everybody hears her.
Yeah. Well, she's made her point. Okay. Everybody go down to Haven Humane. And by the way, January is the month that all male cats and dogs can be neutered for only $20.
Yes. All the dog spots have been filled up.
Oh, they've already been filled up. So but we still have spots for cats.
Yes.
So make sure that little cat that's running around your home you got for Christmas is, bring him down there. Have him kind of put into Never Never Land for a couple of minutes and then come back and he'll sit on your TV set and stare at you for the next 10 years. Wondering, why do I feel different? Why do I feel different? Why I'm a god. Why did you do this to me? You know, I'm here to spread my godlike qualities throughout the rest of the feral cat world. Anyway, this is the time to do it. The all the dog spots have been taken, but now we still have room for cats, male
yes,
cats.
Yes, we do.
Thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thank you for having us.
Did they tell you that I had a dream the other night that you brought a cow in here?
No, but you know, if we ever do get a calf, I might have to bring it in.
No, you don't have to do that at all. Somebody brought a goat in here one day and left us goat deposits.
I brought a pig once.
Pigs are okay. You're holding a pig. That's because it's a little pig.
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. It just starts off Fridays are always like this. With Haven Humane and, you know.
This is a great dog. And, you know, a lot of times when you're looking for to rescue a pet, this is the perfect family dog. Border Collie mixes are super fun. And great for an active family. So she was so adorable.
That's true. You know what? We had a dinner party last night. It was Turtle Bay. Every year we offer up a dinner at our house to raise money for the Turtle Bay, you know, for the museum there. And the people that won it, they won it like 2 years ago. And usually it's, you know, expires after a year, but they're friends, or, you know, people we know, and some people we didn't know, but, you know, they've had, you know, like, you know, illnesses and all, you know how things
right.
just don't
so
work out.
So you didn't let it expire.
We didn't let it expire. We try never to let it expire. In fact, somebody came up from like 4 years ago. We've had them every year. We missed this, you know, this one. So we had them last night and beautiful people, really nice people, in our community. And they left relatively early, about probably 9:15, 9:30 by the time the last ones left. And then the Hills put it on with us, Rick and Pam Hill. But all of a sudden it's like 11:30 at night.
And way past your bedtime, Mom.
Way
when you gotta
past
work
my
the next
bedtime.
Morning, huh?
That's it. But I hop into my sleep number bed.
So Linda, though, planned ahead and had me fill in for her today.
We have a smart one in the family. Then we have the Mustang, you know, that comes in here. But my sleep number bed, my sleep number last night, believe it or not, because I was tired, my sleep number was 100. because I didn't touch my Sleep Number. And I slept like a little log because Sleep Number beds are the number one bed in America, according to Consumer Reports. And not only that, they have the new technology that I have nothing I have to do except sleep. It's the new Sleep IQ activity tracker feature. And it will see a correlation between your daily activities, caffeine you drink and all that, and how you sleep at night. And it's going to give you...
Interesting.
It gives
so
you...
So it adjusts itself?
It doesn't adjust itself. What it does is it sends... it'll send an app to you, you know, off an app.
Okay.
And say this and this and this, and will allow you to adjust.
Okay.
But you don't have to do anything. You don't have to wear anything. You just have to sleep. And
wow.
We sleep really well in our Sleep Number
That's
bed.
That's amazing.
It is. And right now, if you head on down to the Target Shopping Center, to our Sleep Number store, you can save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed.
Wow.
Right now. Just go down and see Brian or Janice. They'll put you on the bed and let you see what your Sleep Number is. I mean, it's just fantastic. We've had the bed for well over a year now, and it's American-made. It's guaranteed. We've never slept better. We're going to take a break. Sharon Clark and I are here along. What we have in joining us today will be Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California, joining us, of course, on phone, and to talk about all these new laws that are taking effect on the Second Amendment. We've got Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance talk about health for this year, trying to get all these things for
New Year's
year.
Resolutions.
Oh, yeah, New Year's resolution. I don't even make those anymore because then why make yourself feel bad because you're just going to blow them there after like a week. And a lot of other things we're talking about. Sharon Clark, Carl Bott. We'll be right back.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiates, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. Good morning. It is January the 9th, 2015. 40 degrees out there, 7:20 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been with us since the very, very first show I ever had on a Saturday, and that was August the 4th, 2007.
Wow. You're getting old.
Well, I was 12 then.
Yeah.
And I don't need your services just yet. Anyway, hey, go on to Espresso Joe's there, and it's all types, any type of coffee you want. Very reasonable prices. You're not paying next year's mortgage on this. You can walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, where they have the top-rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado are there. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Are we ready here? Okay. We have momentous news here, of course. Probably most everybody knows it at this point, but lead-in, proper lead-in, of course. That's right. Senator Barbara Boxer is retiring. Okay. You know what? Was that a cheap shot, probably?
And actually, this is my tagline from my business. There's no place like home. So
no place like home.
The witch is dead. I'm here. Perfect.
Strong liberal. You know, I'm not even going to mention. You know what? Here's the thing is, I would not mention that she is a woman. She's a strong liberal. She is a woman of immense strength and immense power. But she is a senator of the United States. She is, will be always remembered for her liberal votes against the war. Her war, she was against the Iraq war. She voted against the Iraq war when all the others didn't and then piled on later and said they did, which, of course, was lies. Barbara Boxer held the line there. And she was also adamantly for gun control, abortion rights, and environmental issues, whether they made sense or not. But she was there for that. The other thing, too, is that she's also, I think, will be remembered. She's done, you know, a lot of different things. But one of the things she'll be remembered for is when she told the general that was testifying in front of her to call her senator.
Oh,
and
I remember
not
that.
And not ma'am. Yeah, I've worked really hard to be a senator here, general. You just address me as senator. Yes, ma'am. Oh, I mean, just senator, you know. So
she'll leave a legacy.
But I tell you what, now watch what's happening. They're lining up right now, the Democrats. It's going to be a huge fight for her spot. She's retiring in 2016. There is, you can never take away the fact that she's been a presence in the United States Senate.
She's made a name for herself.
That's right.
We know that.
So there's no place like home, right?
No.
Tell us a little bit about
Home Helpers.
Your place that you have given home to people.
Absolutely.
I mean, they've kept their homes because of you.
Absolutely. Well, I have about 55 wonderful caregivers on staff, and the mission of Home Helpers is to go into the homes of seniors and those recovering from illness, injury, or surgery and provide non-medical help, caregiving, while they recover. And we do things like light housekeeping, cooking, shopping, driving to appointments, all kinds of non-medical tasks, medication reminders, bathing assistance, transportation to and from appointments.
You're like the daughter.
Correct. We're the family when the family can't be there.
They're the family.
Absolutely.
And when you think about that, you know, Linda's parents they've sold their house that they've lived in for 27 years, and they're moving to they're downsizing to something with them. They've got a huge yard with all types of stuff in it. So mm-hmm. they're going to live the easier life. He's 83, she's 81, but we talked to them about coming up here, mm-hmm. real heavy into it, and they said, "Man, we're not ready to be taken care of." I mean, that's not what they said, but
right.
That's what they meant.
They're not there yet.
They're not there yet, and that's fine. They're very independent. They travel and all these things. But that time will come, and they know that, and they'll come to Reading.
So, absolutely.
But because they're down there, and if something did happen, we'd want somebody like you, Sharon, mm-hmm. and your people to take care of them.
Absolutely.
We trust
and
them.
I encourage all families, when you need help for your loved one, to do your due diligence, to really research private caregivers versus an agency, because there's a lot of liability now having a private person, a Craigslist individual. Not that they're not amazing people. Some of them are, some of them aren't, but there's a lot of legalities just with Uncle Sam and taxes and workers' comp.
And do they get breaks? Do they do all these things?
Right. I mean,
they've got some strange stuff out there now.
They do. And I've had families that have us and then a private staff, and someone reports them, and then you know, the labor commissioners at their door and billing them for workers' comp fines and taxes that weren't paid properly. And so it's just it's a huge liability now. So
it's not your daddy's health care system.
No. And Uncle Sam wants his fair share of taxes and all those things. And senior care is a booming industry at this point. So
it's going to get bigger.
It is. And so whether it's my agency or another one, do your research, interview your agencies, do your due diligence.
You're looking for people, right?
We are. We're hiring right now.
I know you gave me a call the other day. Say, Carl, start running this.
Yeah, we're looking for amazing men or women who want to help seniors. Again, there's no experience in this industry. You know, if you've worked in senior care, that's great. You need to be over 18 and pass a criminal background check, DMV screen, and drug test. And if you're interested, you can visit our website. It's readinghomehelpers.com and click on the employment tab, and all the info is right there. You can download the application.
And if you can pass all those, you could probably become an employee at the police, too.
Yeah, we put people through the ringer.
Because they can't find anybody to pass those.
Yeah, it's tough over there.
It's tough. But you can work with a bit older people, too.
Yeah, and I have a lot of young retirees. So, you know, if you're still traveling in your RV and want to be able to work your schedule as you wish, we're looking for people like that, too. We have a lot of clients that we drive them to appointments and grocery shopping and help out here and there. And then if you want to take a few months off in the summer and go see your grandkids in RV, why, we'll hold your position until you get back. So we have a lot, real flexible schedules. I have my first two caregivers I ever hired 10 years ago still working for me, which I think is a testament to, you know, how well we take care of people and support our staff. So we're looking for some
that's
more
true.
Amazing people.
And I've met them. They're really nice people there, and they love you.
We have a great staff, and I know I wouldn't be doing this for 10 years if it weren't, you know, on the backs and the heels of all these amazing people that continue to provide great care. And I sell the promise, and they deliver on the promise. And so it's a synergy.
But you're there too. You're the one that goes in and makes the initial walkthrough.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, they know that they can always give you a call too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So if you're looking for work or you know someone who is, definitely.
What numbers? Give me numbers.
226-8350, or you can visit us on our website at readinghomehelpers.com and click on employment and move forward from there.
Okay. Talking about, you know, kind of segueing, and we were talking about a little bit during the break about the acts of terrorism that are going on in France, and they're ongoing in France. It didn't end Tuesday.
There's a bunch of stuff
still going on. Yeah, they've I don't know, they may have captured them right now. I have to do an update, but they have two of them that did the shooting are trapped in a paint factory. Or in a paint, you know, some kind of painting building, and they've got a hostage. But at the same time, during yesterday, a policewoman was killed in an ambush. There was a car wreck or something, and she was in training, and she walks up, and a guy pops her with an AK-47.
Oh my gosh!
It looks like
I heard about that.
And then somebody else attacked a kosher market overnight, and it's got an unknown number of hostages inside the market, but killed and wounded.
And that's in Paris also.
That's also in Paris. So in a kosher market, when you think kosher, you think Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's Jewish kosher.
Right. So now.
So it was obviously targeted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just didn't walk down the street and say, oh, I'll pick this market. It was,
right.
You know, they went in there for a reason.
And is that in retaliation for the other ones? Or
they don't know if it's connected or not.
Yeah.
But now, to me, that means Paris is under attack. Paris is the in maybe small groups of them, but they're obviously armed.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Paredes is going to be on at 8:00. I want to, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about this, about the armed society. But Howard Dean, remember Howard Dean, mm-hmm. ran for president, mm-hmm. you know, head of the Democratic Party, died in the war liberal. He said something, and I think after he said it, he wished he hadn't said it. Was on the news the other day. He said, well, I don't understand this. You know, he says, France has been unarmed for years. Where do they get these guns? Hello. Hello, Howard. Hello, Dr. Dean. Excuse me. Did you really say that? Did you really actually say that? Because criminals will get guns. That's what the criminal means. That they do things that are – they're outlaws. They're outside the law. And so when you hear somebody say something like that, you think to yourself – yeah, an unarmed society is a safe society until the bad guy shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're no longer safe. Your gun-free zones are only gun-free to people that obey the law.
Isn't that the truth?
Isn't that terrible? Anyway, okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Joe Adamson, I believe, is out there. And we're going to talk about health and fitness and getting yourself ready for 2015.
For all your trips and going to Hawaii and Bahamas. And
you're going to the Bahamas?
I'm going to Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah. I wish Bahamas, but no Hawaii.
Hawaii's good.
Yeah.
You going there over to
in like February.
To visit?
Yeah, vacation. So maybe I'll get some tips on my workout strategies.
Your workout strategy.
Feel comfortable in the bathing suit by then.
There you go. Okay, hey, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday, January the 9th, 2015. I say December a lot. I don't know why. I get the 2015 right. It's the month. I'm totally messed up on months here. January the 9th, 7:33 in the morning, 40 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. In fact, it's going to be too nice for the next couple of weeks. We need rain. I know what you say, Sharon. You know, Sharon is good for 2 days inside with the rain. And then you and Brenda go.
Cuckoo.
And you have to
run
to
be outside.
Yeah. Like that. But hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. And if you somehow messed up, guys, Joe Adamson's here with me. Joe, if you didn't quite hit the center ring on Christmas, you got a chance on Valentine's Day, buddy. And head on down to Four Winds Jewelry, right across from Sierra Gibbs, down on Hilltop, and he's got it all. State jewelry, he's got diamonds of all kinds, bracelets, rings, watches, and the only trained watch repairman, the only real watch repairman in all this area, is at Four Winds Jewelry, and Leonard's always got sales going on. Leonard does not believe in just putting a price out on something. he puts a price out on something, and that's just kind of the starting point.
And I inherited some jewelry from Graham, so I was thinking about going in and seeing him and getting his opinion on.
I'll tell you what, there's nobody better than in estate awesome, jewelry around here than Leonard. Four Winds Jewelry, give him a call, 222-2750, open Monday through Friday. We're here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance.
Good morning.
Good morning. Saw your baby girl the other day.
Baby boy.
No, well, she's not really a baby.
Oh, my baby girl.
Yeah, your baby girl. And but she was with her baby boy. She was walking out of a store. And but Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance, good morning.
Good morning.
Joe has been, we've known Joe and been attending his gym, not probably as much as I should.
Several years now.
Maybe close to five years now.
Before you were married.
Wow.
Well, then it's been 7 years.
That's so. What happens. You don't go as often now that you're married. You can do that.
No, it's true. Well, you know, things happen. Like you start your own business. Your own business, it's a gym. That's great. I mean,
you've
got to do it. I mean, you've got to be there. You've got to go. You know, you go out there and work out and say, "Hey, this is my job."
Yeah, you better be working out once in a while. Yeah, anyway.
Now and then, you know. In fact, Joe pays me $5 almost a day not to wear the Adamson's Peak Performance T-shirts. So it's kind of I think of it as another way of another
Give
stream
you back
of income.
To the community.
That's right. And every time I work out, he pays me less. So I'm not sure how this works. I kind of feel like I'm working for the government somehow. I'm going to pay you more for not doing this. Okay, I can do that. Anyway, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a lot of things going on. You know, here it is, 2015. Health tips for our and workout tips for our audience here.
Well, you know, everybody wants to get a brand new start in 2015, which I think is a great idea. It's a good opportunity to get a fresh start. Just make those resolutions reasonable and achievable, and kind of break them down into little bits, and get some support. Get a support system going.
Okay, and now I know that you have the Skinny Jeans are starting Monday.
Yeah, the Skinny Jeans program.
What is Skinny Jeans?
Skinny Jeans is our women's brand at Adamson's Peak Performance. So anything with skinny jeans in front of it is a women only program. And we have our longest program of the year starting, 16-week skinny jeans program starting Monday.
And for women looking good in skinny jeans, we all understand what that means, because if you're not feeling good about yourself, you don't want to wear them. So this program probably makes you feel better.
Are these like special jeans?
They're skinny. Oh.
Savannah's standing up. She says, I can wear skinny jeans.
Every woman's got a pair of these skinny jeans in their closet that they haven't been able to get into for a while. So
they want to look good.
Yeah, they
want
to look good in those things. So our job is to get them into those skinny jeans by the end of 16 weeks.
I have my intern in here from Simpson. Do you have a pair of skinny jeans?
I do not.
Okay, he does not. You know, the guy, I don't
it's
think
not a,
guys,
I mean,
guys
it,
don't
it,
have skinny
it,
jeans.
Some of the younger guys, but I mean, I think women pull it off a lot better.
Yeah, you don't want skinny jeans, Carl.
I don't want skinny jeans. I mean, I'm just thinking to myself because I see Savannah and Linda's probably got skinny. You've got skinny jeans.
Oh, I totally do. I have a few.
You
pair.
Do. Yeah. Okay, now, can you wear skinny jeans if you have to lay down flat on the bed and pull them? I mean,
well, see, what we tell them to do is to try those skinny jeans on at the beginning of the program. So maybe they're just getting up to their thighs, and that's about as far as they're getting. Then we try and get them on. Try them on every 2 weeks, and by the end of the 16 weeks, they're going
to
get them on.
And that's probably true, because you lose inches. You can't get on the scale. You're working out. You're losing inches, and so that's really true. And if you can get them on, if you don't feel good about yourself, you don't want to wear them anyway. So
inch loss is really the key in this program. We've got them strength training and doing metabolic training and nutrition, and we tell them it's not a weight loss program. It's all about gaining muscle, and inch loss is going to happen. Mm-hmm. They'll lose an average of about 6 pounds. The average gal, and we've had them lose all the way up to 30-something, but it's those inches. We've had them lose 2 to 3 sizes. It's very typical to have a gal lose two jean sizes in 16 weeks, and sometimes 3 sizes.
So why are you discriminating against men on this?
You know, this is the women like to be in groups. We put them in groups of 6 to 8.
We don't want to work out with you, really. Truth is, we feel more comfortable, I think, around other women. You know, when
I
you're,
think so.
And Linda's partner, when she was doing, she just made a lifelong, you know, best friends forever. When she's going through the program,
yeah.
So
we have a number of our
staff going through Adamson's right now.
And with that skinny jeans, is there also like a dietary part
yeah,
of that
yeah,
you're educating we, people on eating, because that's a huge part of it too, isn't it?
It is a huge part of it, Sharon. We start out the first month with a program, a nutritional program that you could basically use for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Just basic good nutrition. And then each month over the 4-month period, we hone in on it and dial it in a little bit more. So the idea is to help them get maximum results. You wouldn't necessarily follow the month 2, 3, and 4 nutrition mm-hmm. for a lifetime, but it helps them get results
right.
fairly quickly.
You get to where you are because, I mean, I know through the years, you know, ups and down in weight as women, as we all experience, especially in our 40s and 50s, diet is huge and you can work out all the time. And if you don't change your eating habits, you're definitely not going to see the results.
Right,
so,
right.
Awesome.
I tell them if they'll follow the nutrition plan, it'll make the exercise program look like magic.
Absolutely.
Yes, now we all can't still climb the sides of mountains like you, Savannah. You know, so that's something else. You know, and I've known Joe, and I can't say enough about not only your gym, which is just totally clean.
Beautiful. Oh, can I plug them a little bit?
Let me plug them first, and you can
plug
them.
Okay, then I'll plug them. Okay.
But you all and your trainers are just outstanding people. I mean, you're just –
Thank you.
You're not – you know, you get this thing, okay, the trainer's at a gym. But you all do not – You do not even fall into that type of thing. I mean, yes, there's great trainers out there, but all of yours have a great attitude.
They do. We try and work as a team, and we try and choose trainers that don't have big egos.
And I just wanted to thank you on air for opening your gym up to me when I was doing Dancing with the Stars last year. And
you're welcome.
I enjoyed it, and it's beautiful. For those of you who haven't seen the new location, it's amazing and state-of-the-art equipment, clean. And again, the staff was always so welcoming when we were there to practice. And so in addition to offering all of these great programs and having a beautiful business and employing people in Shasta County, which is amazing, then you helped me raise funds for One Safe Place.
Awesome.
So giving back to the
awesome.
Community that's supporting you, which is what I try to do and what Carl tries to do. So that's amazing, too.
The other thing you've got, Joe, is that you've got a – I mean, when we say a full gym, you've got locker rooms, showers. And you also have a – is it steam or a sauna?
A sauna.
A sauna. Uh-huh. You've got a sauna working there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of those around town.
No. If people that love saunas – I don't think I've used it yet, but people that love saunas are
– You're too busy working.
Too busy working. But, yeah, we've got kind of a hybrid gym. We've got something for everybody. We've kind of got that old-school weight room for the guys that just want to pump iron. But we really try and focus on functional training, kind of the new wave in training using a lot of non-traditional exercise pieces.
You've got the bells. You've got the
kettlebells.
The kettlebells.
Right.
And then if you've ever seen the Aaron Rodgers commercial where they're trying to pump him up and he's using like the ropes, you take a look at these two ropes and you have one in each hand and they're good size and you just start moving
hard,
them back and
it?
Forth. It looks easy until about 15, 20 seconds into it. Anyway, he's doing it and he says, am I hurting you? And it's some big Nordic girl's hair. In braids.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But, every time I see that, I'm thinking of, Rufus there. And so, but you've got that. You've got, straps and things, SEAL training stuff.
TRX straps. Yeah, they're called suspension straps, suspension devices, medicine balls. We have a whole turf area. So we're able to get out there and do a lot of body weight and multiple plane movements that are functional movements that really have a good carryover into everyday life.
Are you still doing the 25-minute?
Yes.
What's that?
That's called our team training program. Uh-huh. It's large group personal training for men and women. We'll have, you just show up for the class. If you're enrolled with that membership, you just show up. We might have 5 in class. We might have 25.
That was a great – it was like at 5:30.
It's like
25
what,
minutes, and you're done.
8 different exercises or something.
Yeah,
like
8 or 10 exercises, 25, 30
minutes.
And you
do them at your own speed. You don't feel like if you can't keep up with Thor there or Ursula that, you're okay.
Right. We don't put pressure on people to keep up with the person next to them. I really tell people the first couple times they come in, go at 50% or they will just be trashed.
And 25 minutes is a long time when you're working out during the entire time. But that's like I did that for a while. And when you're working and really busy and you just don't have a ton of time, that's just the perfect way at the end of the day to go get that done and you're out of there.
Very time efficient. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think about what you're going to do. You just show up and follow the plan.
That's a great program.
What about people with injuries? As we get older, our lifestyles kind of caught up with us, many times. Guys that work out and work
right.
hard. shoulder injuries, knee injuries, those kind of things. How do you handle those?
Well, right now we're actually starting a new process where we have an assessor who is Amy. She's an our assessor. And everybody that comes in funnels through the assessor who does a functional movement screen and actually screens them for specific movements to see where their instabilities are and what areas are a potential problem. A lot of people have just incubating problems. They don't hurt yet because they haven't even moved. But as soon as they start an exercise program, now their shoulder's hurting. So we're going to do that functional movement screen, and then we can actually set up a specific exercise prescription to help them with their issues.
That's great. You know, so many people I know get injured working out. I mean, and they're super active, riding bikes and doing all these crazy things, but they get hurt at the gym. So that's really smart. Well, I think that's great.
Last year I pushed it too hard and felt something give in my shoulder, and it's never been
the same. It happens, I think, a lot. So that's great you guys are doing that because
– And Amy's good because, you know, Amy – we've known Amy now for a long time.
So, right. Yes, he does a great job.
He does a great job. Okay, Joe, how do people find you?
They can find us at AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. They can call our phone number at 221-8006. They can just come by the gym on C Street. We're between Bocelli and Churn Creek, right next to the freeway there. Just come by the gym. Take a tour.
Skinny jeans are starting Monday?
Monday and Tuesday, skinny jeans class. And we have a few openings left, about I think 7 or 8 openings left. We have 7 different classes, so we can accommodate a lot of different times of the day.
Well, that's cool.
Get a friend and sign up. It's good accountability to have a buddy in there, huh?
It really is. And it helps take the fear out of it.
You have personal trainers. You know, if somebody wants a trainer every time, you've got, of course, they help you work out your own programs, but your people are always there. You're always available to help people.
You're right. We've got a team of about 10 personal trainers. So whether you want personal training, small group personal training, team training, or you want to work out on your own, we've got that as well.
Adamson Speak Performance, Joe Adamson. Great. You know what? I can heartily recommend going down there. And he's just a great guy, and it's a family-type thing. Zach was there until he made the transition to the California Highway Patrol.
Right. He made the transition. I think we prepared him well because in his academy class, he got top athlete of the entire class.
Yeah, good for him.
Well, did Cal go through that same class?
Cal was in the same class. Cal did real well. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Cal was another instructor you had down there.
Right.
Two good young men.
We really miss those two guys.
Well, you know, next week we're going to have the head of the California Highway Patrol, the Northern Division, up here on the show.
Oh, maybe you can put a plug in.
I might do that.
Those guys moved up here.
I don't know. You got all those blonde Nordic types coming back. Okay, Joe Adamson, thank you so much, Joe.
You're welcome, Kyle. Thanks, Sherry.
Uh-huh. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cash in the new year at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe for your chance to win your share of over $10,000. Play our $10,000 Cash in for the New Year Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free slot play, free entries and prizes, plus earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash every Friday. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of over $10,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Fridays at 8 p.m. Final drawing is Friday, January 30th at 8 p.m., where you can win $500 cash, 20 winners. We are a 100% non-smoking resort and casino. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark here today. You know what? It's 40 degrees out there. What's it look like for the rest of the weekend there?
Sure. Good morning, Carl. Well, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 65, low tonight of 41, Saturday a high near 61, and Sunday high of 56. And it looks like mostly sunny. So
cool.
We need the rain, like you said, but take the dog out and go for a walk on the river trail.
You know, if the rain's not here, use it. Use
absolutely
that weather. Hey, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. The customers are warm friends. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, Martin and his crew from Alliance Heating and Air have been serving the North State in an outstanding manner. All makes, all models of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees. If you have an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service, Martin is the guy to call. We use them in our home. Bad Bob uses them. They're just, I can't say enough about their professionalism and their work. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Sharon Clark is with me here today from Home Helpers. You know, we've got, we were talking about, earlier the community center and is having a big chili cook-off and roast the chief out at the city of Shasta Lake. And it's, Saturday and it starts from four to five is the chili cook-off tasting with a 7 to 8 farewell roasting with the fire chief, and $5 either buys a dinner or other things like that. We're having a lot of noise over there. Are we printing stuff? I have got, and the tickets are $5, but I have some tickets right here. And I could give away to the first caller at 605-4567. For the chili cook-off and roast the chief, where all proceeds are going to the Shasta Lake Gateway Library, if you're interested in going to the city of Shasta Lake this weekend.
Chili cook-off
buys either a chili taster round or a one dinner, a bowl and chili and bread.
Yum.
One bowl of chili and bread. So
work
if you're interested
out and go to the
in
chili
that,
cook-off.
There you go. Give us a call, 605-4567. We're talking about terrorism over in France. And it's all started with what people were writing. And it started with threats.
Freedom of the press. And
It started with threats. It started with graffiti. And it ended up in the deaths of 12 people at this satirical magazine. I'm not saying their stuff was good or if it was in good taste or whatever, but it was what they were printing. It was what their opinion was. And ends up with, executions of 12 of them.
And one of those gentlemen I read had as private security guard there to protect him.
That's right.
So he had already, recognized there was an issue.
The police were already trying to protect this guy because he'd already been threatened.
That was really serious.
So see, it starts pretty innocuously. It starts out with, graffiti and things thrown, windows splashed with paint. Well, in Santa Barbara, the Santa Barbara New Press has had their first act of terrorism.
Oh, no.
Yes. They were. They used a headline of people lined up at the DMV, and it says, illegals line up for driver's licenses. The threat started. The graffiti. Their building was graffitied. It paintballs, which are, shot from paintball guns,
mm-hmm.
Were fired onto the building. And somebody wrote, spray painted on the door, the border is illegal.
not those who cross it. Where have we gotten to, Sharon?
I don't know. I mean, that the headline was the truth.
The headline was the truth. Illegals. And where do you see any more where they say illegals? They don't say illegals. They say undocumented or visiting workers or, you know, what tourists that are lost. I'm not sure.
Right.
But it's illegal. It's illegal aliens. It's illegal immigrants that are there. And when they used the term illegal, they were punished for it. And that, when you look at what terrorism is, it's the violence or the threat of violence to get your way. And I mean, you can make it a lot more. I mean, you can you know, explain it out. And you say, well, how can you draw a line between somebody that spray paints something on an office and these terrorists that were shooting people? Because that's the way it starts.
Right. It's going to ramp up. And you know, we have freedom of the press here in the United States. And these folks want to be a part of our culture and then attack us for the rights that we're going to afford them as well. And I think I've heard a lot of interviews with people that are here legally. And this type of behavior really offends them. You know, when you've worked hard to be here legally, you know, they're huge proponents of, you know, a lot of rights and getting what they deserve and everybody going through the same channels to be here appropriately.
It's the right way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've known people who've taken 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were here on a card and it took them 3 years. And, you know, people from England, they were working for the government. I mean, they were retired British Navy. I mean, they had all the clearances. They've already been vetted several times by our own security forces or security assets there because he was in those programs. But when this happens, this really concerns me because, again, they're trying to intimidate people into taking, not talking about it, not saying anything about it because they don't agree with, you know, you, what you're saying. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine, Henry.
Say, you were talking about immigration, and what they got is undocumented immigrants. Do you know the difference between undocumented immigrants and illegal aliens?
None.
Huh?
Well, no, I don't. I mean, I don't think there's any difference, is there?
Well, an undocumented immigrant is a person who comes generally from Mexico or South America, but he can come from any place on Earth. An illegal alien is somebody from another planet.
Okay, I got that. All right, so we'll call them illegal immigrants.
Illegal immigrants, yeah, you bet.
But how do you know
anyway,
that?
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Henry, you always get me because you always sound so serious. And then you'll say something like this.
I am serious. I wish someone would show up and straighten this mess out.
Oh, you know, an alien? Yeah, but who knows? Maybe we have one already.
Anyway. I hope so.
Okay, Henry, thanks a lot. It just bothers me the fact that, you know, that you print the truth or you say the truth and it's not politically the way you want it. The border is illegal, not the people who cross it. See, that's, you know, what defines a country? A common language and a border.
And I think, you know, getting attacked for the same rights that we're affording these people is counterproductive for everybody. So it's unfortunate.
It's a very strange thing. Obama proposes free community college for everybody in a statement yesterday.
And who's going to pay for that?
Well, we're not sure about that. The specifics of that, who pays for it. Well, we know who pays for it, Sharon.
I mean, I'm going to pay for it.
You're paying for it, Sharon.
It was a rhetorical question.
Why would you even ask who pays for it? You know who pays for it.
I just feel like, aren't we trying to figure out how to pay for the health care plan already? I mean, that's impacting me hugely and my senior population hugely. And that we haven't even figured that mess out yet.
Oh, that's not over yet either.
No.
Because this, you know, the impact this has had on people. This Obamacare, and people have no idea. If you look at how much taxes have gone up, and it's all tied to the Obamacare package.
And my seniors who thought, oh, they're on Medicare, it's not really going to impact them. Oh, it is impacting them greatly. And we can't – is this just like trying to distract us from that mess or what? I mean, I'm all for education, but
– Well, you know, Craig has this question. He says, aside from who pays for it, which is a huge question – what will be the required curriculum? Will there be a required curriculum?
Underwater basket weaving and weightlifting, or
will they have to? But is it going to be something? Well, we have to take this type of training. I mean,
That's a good question too. I mean, it's not just who's going to pay for it, but
like, requirements? Is it you have to be on track to have some type of goal?
It's another thing thrown out by the Obama administration that, you know, we talked about it the other day, and we've got like 40 seconds left. Four ways you spend money. But the last way is, you know, the first one is you spend it on yourself and get the best deal. The last one is you're spending other people's money on people you don't know. There is no limit to what you can do then, mm-hmm. And that's what is in the in this Congress, and it's been in this Congress and this president's mind. It makes no difference what it is. It's other people's money, and I'm just going to spend it. I don't care.
It's like having I still have checks left in my checkbook.
Yeah.
Let's just keep writing them out.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark. We're going to have Sam Paredes should be calling in here and joining us, talking about gun laws in the state of California. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In a small industrial town northeast of Paris, French security forces are surrounding a printing shop where two brothers suspected of Wednesday's terrorist attack are holed up. The BBC's Chris Morris reports on the events leading up to the standoff.
After a manhunt lasting nearly 48 hours, a dramatic but possibly deadly breakthrough. The two suspects stole a car close to the rural area where the police had mounted a huge search for them. They started driving south towards Paris. There was an exchange of fire at a roadblock and then a car chase. It ended in the small town of Dammartin, where the gunmen who attacked Charlie Hebdo are now surrounded inside the offices of a small printing company.
There's been a manhunt for Sharif and Saeed Kouachi since they allegedly took part in the attack on a satirical newspaper on Wednesday, killing 12 people. The U.S. unemployment rate now 5.6%, the lowest it's been in 6 years. Georgetown University professor of public policy Harry Holzer says the new jobs are being created across the economy.
They're not being concentrated at the bottom anymore. You see some in professional services, but you see them in construction, in manufacturing, in healthcare. So that's nice.
And the government says employers added 252,000 jobs last month. Meanwhile, U.S. wholesale businesses added to their stockpiles by the largest amount in 7 months in November, even as sales were down.
The Commerce Department says inventories held by wholesalers went up 0.8% following a 0.6% increase in October. It was the biggest uptick in stockpiles since a 1% increase last April. Sales at the wholesale level declined 0.3% in November after no gain in October. It was the biggest decline since a 0.8% drop last August.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. In early trading, slow going for the Dow on Wall Street is down 140 points. This is SRN News.
Best-selling author, Dr. Charles Stanley.
One of the most valuable lessons you'll ever learn in the Christian life is learning to wait upon God. There's something about waiting we don't like. We naturally become impatient because we're living in a world where not only do we want it now, we can have it now. But that's not the way it is with God.
Dr. Charles Stanley's book, Waiting on God, is available now at bookstores everywhere.
On January 19th, in theaters nationwide, Thinking Man Films presents an historic one-night event for the release of a new documentary, Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, 12 years in the making. The Exodus presents new evidence that clearly matches the biblical account. Following the movie, a panel moderated by Fox News' Gretchen Carlson and featuring radio host Dennis Prager and author Eric Metaxas will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Information on tickets and theater locations for this event are available at patternsofevidence.com.
President Obama today set to take the wraps off a plan that he says will provide community college free of charge to all American students for the first 2 years of their education. Domestic Policy Council Director Cecilia Munoz.
The president is unveiling his America's College Promise proposal to make 2 years of community college as free as high school for responsible students. This proposal will let students earn the first half of a bachelor's degree or earn skills that they need in the workforce at no cost.
And the president is set to formally announce the plan today at Pellissippi State Community College in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Golden Gate Bridge will be closed to most vehicles starting at midnight tonight as workers work to install a safety rail. Sausalito resident Thomas Sturm works in San Francisco, and he says the closures caused him to change some plans.
Well, we've changed our weekend plans. So instead of going to the city for an event, we're going to stay in the Marin.
The bridge will be closed for 52 hours. This is SRN News. Gospel singer and songwriter Andre Crouch has died in Los Angeles. SRN's Andrew Stewart says the career of this gospel music legend spans more than a half century.
Crouch helped pioneer the Jesus music movement in the late 1960s and 70s. That movement started the spread of contemporary Christian music. Crouch wrote many songs, including gospel favorites, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power, and Soon and Very Soon. Crouch also wrote My Tribute, Through It All, and Bless the Lord, O My Soul.
Andre Crouch died at a Los Angeles hospital yesterday afternoon after suffering a heart attack a few days earlier. He was 72 years old. Democrats are blocking immediate Senate debate on a measure that would approve the building of the Keystone XL pipeline, and that sets up a test vote for next week that the bill is expected to clear easily. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, January the 9th, 2015, 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live throughout the world on KCNR1460.com. It's Carl Bott. I'm here with Sharon Clark. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. Doing my best to fill Linda's Louboutins.
I'm not sure what those are.
They're amazing.
Oh, Louis Vuitton. Oh,
yeah.
The shoes.
Shoes.
Okay, I wasn't sure what that meant exactly. So, but I thought, oh, you both have those?
I wish I had a pair. But.
Oh, okay. Anyway, what's the
weather today is partly sunny with a high near 65. Saturday, we have mostly sunny, high near 61. And Sunday, high near 56. So pretty clear. Get outside.
You know,
enjoy your day.
Yeah, it is. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They have senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793 because, you know, this is the time of year that you really want to be a warm friend. Let me talk about a few things that are happening. The Reading Rodeo Association has got, you know, even though the rodeo is May 13th through the 16th, they have tickets are on sale now. Get them online
at
readingrodeo.com.
Rodeo already.
And just go to the buy tickets now option at the top of the screen. The Haven Humane, of course, is doing neutering, as we heard today, for male cats. They were doing male dogs and cats, but they sold out the male dogs part. But if you want a cat fix, it's only $20. And, of course, the chili cook-off tomorrow in the city of Shasta Lake. You can get tickets there at the Shasta Lake. At the Big Dipper Restaurant or Shasta Lake Chiropractic. Or if you call in 605-4567, I have two tickets for first person that calls to go down there. And it's to raise money for the Shasta Lake Gateway Library. All those things that are going on. So our guest today for this segment is Sam Paredes, who is the director, the president of Gun Owners of California. I like to say that because it really sounds impressive there, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Carl?
I'm fine. I'm here with Sharon Clark today, and we are, you know, we have you on here at the beginning of 2015, so you can give us all that good news about how all those gun laws were rescinded, that Brown vetoed most of them, and they're voting to take the rest of them off the book.
Oh, that would be an awesome new year, but that is exactly not what happened.
Oh, that's not what happened. Okay. What is the one that affects us all the most? I know
the
there's several.
The one that has the potential for affecting us all the most is AB 1014. That is the temporary restraining orders for gun violence. And although most of us will never do anything to require a temporary restraining order to be issued against us. Unfortunately, the law creates a situation where anybody who doesn't like us, frankly, and who has been a part of our lives over the last 6 months, lived with us, whether it was a college roommate or a spouse or whatever the situation has been, and they know that you have guns, they can actually go to the courts and say that they think that you are crazy, and they can have the judge issue a temporary restraining order for gun violence and then have all of your guns removed from your possession. And then you have 21 days before you can come back to the court and say, hey, listen, this is unjustified. There is nothing wrong with me. I don't have a mental issue. So you're denied due process for 21 days in the law. And although the law says that it is illegal to maliciously file one of these temporary restraining orders, there is no standard. There's no standard for what that means. So what a judge is going to do, he's going to err on the side of caution and issue these restraining orders anytime they're requested. Ostensibly called it, this bill was passed in order to prevent the address the situation that happened down in Santa Barbara where the young man hacked up his roommates with a machete, used his car to kill people in Isla Vista, and then shot somebody and then shot himself. Well, the parents could not have asked for a restraining order because they didn't know he was a gun owner. So this law wouldn't have even affected that situation. And that's kind of par for the course for the legislature. Come up with something so that does not affect, a tragedy that instigated the...
But they didn't say also if you had things like, a machete in your house, that they should take that too.
Yeah, we've seen no knife control bills sponsored.
I haven't seen so many of those. Okay, so I'm sitting here with Sharon Clark, who is just a sweetheart and a person of, infinite gentleness and like this. I'm upset with Sharon because she told me to move my car. And I can then go down to the police and say, you know what, she threatened me. And I know that she's got a concealed carry permit. And I feel like I'm in danger. So at that point... The police are almost obligated to go down and check, right?
That's true. And even with or without this law, that is the case. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
You're correct. They're obligated to do that. And in fact, in the Santa Barbara case, the police actually did go down and interview face to face the young man that committed the crimes, and they found him to be maybe depressed but not a danger in their interview. And then he turned around and cracked and did what he did. So, when you try to come up with a law to affect a issue that deals with the human condition, typically it doesn't work. And this is one of those cases. And unfortunately, the legislature and the governor signed this bill into law. And it creates a situation where it's ripe for abuse, and people say no, it's not going to be abused. Well, you know what? We have a lot of experience with temporary restraining orders with regards to divorce cases, and we know that a lot of attorneys, the first thing that they'll do is they'll come up with some sort of a situation where one or the other partner says that they feel threatened, and a temporary restraining order is issued, and they lose their gun rights. So, we're not just whistling Dixie here.
This could have a severe impact on people that if there's nothing wrong with them, it's just vindictive people. And you're right. And usually during a divorce, there is some acrimony. Mm-hmm. And you can say that, I feel like, and then the police have to come in or the sheriff come in. They say, we understand you have guns. And then they can, you have to prove, and then you have to give them all your guns. And then I'm sure then they also must also have a list of ones you have registered.
Yes, so they will come in automatically. If you are on one of these restraining orders, you're automatically placed on the armed prohibited person system, and they will check the databases to see how many guns are legally registered to you, and then they will come with that list, to your home and say, okay, where are these guns? And that's kind of the situation, and we have to prove that we are innocent, and they assume that we are guilty. So it's
wow,
it's not a very fair system.
No,
one of the other laws that was implemented.
Hey Sam, let me take a break here.
Okay, sure.
I've got to take a break, and there's several of these laws we need to talk about.
Okay,
this portion of the show is brought to you, however, by Owens Pharmacy. You know, Owens Pharmacy has started something called MedSync. And Sharon, with what you do, this is something I think would be of huge help to your clients.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken all the prescriptions and they sync them all out so they're all due on one day, and that way they don't have to go down or make numerous phone calls for different medications. Everybody runs into that if you've got a variety of medications. What they'll do is they'll sync it out. They'll set up your delivery date so it's all in one day, so you don't have to worry about it. And if you can't make it, guess what? Owens Pharmacy. Locally owned, locally operated, will deliver them to your home. So you can't beat that. All of this from Owens Pharmacy, six locations right here in town, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. And the other thing, too, is I look at the pharmacist as the last line of defense for you in getting medications. They look at what your medications are. They know who you are. If something comes in that's different, they're going to call the doc, and they're going to ask them, is this what we're doing here, and this is how this reacts. Owens Pharmacy, six locations, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 at most locations. But check out MedSync.
It's a great idea for especially for seniors. 65% of hospitalizations of the elderly every year are because of medication noncompliance. So if you have a family member that you're worried about getting meds on time and the proper meds and not running out of prescriptions, this is a great program.
This is a great program.
Because medication noncompliance can definitely, either taking too much or too little or skipping or whatever, can definitely cause a medical issue. So
I look at this as a team effort, that if you're there helping the people and then the prescriptions are delivered, I mean, your people.
We're making sure they take them. Mm-hmm.
What a great team that is. Okay, hey, we'll be right back. Sharon Clark and Carl Bott. Sharon, of course, is the director and CEO and starter of Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Candy is more than just a sweet treat, and you can learn why in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. From January 17th to May 13th, Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Haagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Chris, are you joining us when Second Tuesday meets at Kahuna's January 13th?
I thought you were the big Kahuna.
I'm talking about Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on South Market Street.
Hey, that's where you get to choose all your favorites. Put them in a big bowl with all the spices and then watch them cook it on that big grill.
That's right. Hoping you will join us Tuesday, January 13th for great food and good company at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue as they kindly offer a percentage of their proceeds to support Haven Humane Society and our effort to help homeless and abused animals in our area. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Now, you probably ask yourself, where does Savannah keep picking up these, all this music? And it's because there's a movie I like. It's called, what's it called?
Sometimer's Setting In, Carl?
Rock of All Ages. Yep, and what it is that it's that one that used all the music out of the 80s, and it had Tom Cruise in it. I mean, frankly, I don't even watch the acting or in between. I go from spot to spot where the music's
playing. The soundtracks.
Mm-hmm. You know, Journey and Bon Jovi and all these. We built this city, I won't take it anymore, and all these. I mean, it's just, we won't take it. You know, I'm just all these. It's just great songs. I'm just great songs. You don't have to watch them acting. You just have to listen to the soundtrack. It's great.
Just turn up the volume and
turn up
the
volume.
And
Linda goes, she goes, you're watching, I'll come out, and she goes, you're watching Rock of All Ages or Age of Rock, whatever the name of it is. See, I don't even pay attention to that. I just kind of go to it on my DVR, click on it, and I zone out and listen to that for like 10 minutes, and I'm okay. And I get that. And then the other one, Streets of Fire.
You know, if you turn up your music and you dance around for 5 minutes, it's really impossible to not be in a good mood. It really is. If you turn on a good song and dance around, it's really hard to be in a bad mood. So the next time you're in a bad mood and you're reading all these horrible stories and losing gun rights and all that, stand up and dance a little bit.
Okay. They haven't taken that away from us, have they?
No, they haven't.
We can still get up and dance. Hey, we had a caller that said asked during the break, if somebody says that you've got guns and reports you, do you ever get to know who that is?
If somebody
does report you and say, hey, this person has guns and, you know, files a report, I mean, you get to find out who that is, right?
You will be able to find out who that is after 21 days when it's been issued.
Oh, so you don't even know immediately.
You will know when you get your day in court.
But they have to do it within, you have to be in court in 21 days, though.
That you have the opportunity to. It's not a mandated thing. That's the time when you can first exercise your right of due process. Well, 21 days after this thing has been issued.
So Sam, for me as a female, if I have a conceal and carry permit and I have a weapon and I end a bad relationship and I'm getting stalked, and if I don't do something before he does something, potentially this gentleman could go get a temporary restraining order against me and have my weapon taken from me.
Yep, if he were to go to the court and say that he believes you to be a danger emotionally because of the whatever.
Mm-hmm. That's scary.
And the judge errs on the side of caution and says, okay, that is a potential. We'll deal with this in 21 days. Yeah, you will lose your gun, right? your CCW permit for 21 days. And that is not
Here's the scary part, because then Sharon would have to run into the would have to go to the judge immediately and say, look, if this man is stalking me, I fear for my life, and you just took my gun away. What are they going to do then?
Well, there's always the opportunity for anybody to go to the court and try to get a for all intents and purposes, a regular restraining order for domestic violence. Nothing prevents you from doing that, and that's why this new gun violence TRO it's just confusing everything. It's confusing everything, and confusion is not good for the law-abiding citizen or those citizens whose rights are being trampled on. And so, anybody who fears for their life, who is in a situation, I always encourage them to go and seek advice from law enforcement and legal counsel and any protections that the courts can give you, no matter what the situation. Yeah. Now,
hey, Sam.
Sometimes you have to be a lawyer to figure out how it applies.
Okay, Sam, we want to change the subject real quick here. We want to go to France real quick.
Yes.
It looks like they had trapped the two jihadists in a factory with a hostage who said they wanted to become martyrs. Mm-hmm. At the same time, two other men had killed a police woman, then attacked a kosher market in the on the eve of a celebration there, where it was filled with people, and have killed people in there, and said that the other people, the that their demands are is they release the first two hostage or the first two terrorist ones that shot up the magazine. But it appears that the both brothers that were involved in the original attack have been killed. But here are people, and this is what Howard Dean said, was he said that they've, you know, France has been unarmed for years. How did the people get these guns? I mean, I couldn't think of a better reason. After he said that, I don't even know if he actually realized what he had just said.
Carl, you are absolutely right. Two ways to look at this thing. Number one, how is it that they got guns? It is what we have always said, that criminals or those with evil intent will always be able to get anything they want, anytime they want, wherever they are, period. None of the gun laws or gun bans or police or anything are ever going to prevent criminals or those with evil intent from getting firearms. That's been true in Ireland. It's been true. Now it's true in France. It's been true in Italy. It's been true in Germany. It's been true all over the world. Number two, when you have a defenseless populace, you have a target-rich environment. I would venture to guess that the terrorists are much more circumspect in the United States about pulling off something like this, because they don't know who has guns, and the guns will be trained on them. We saw in the riots in Missouri, which businesses were the ones that were not touched in the rioting? Those that had armed protectors in front of the storefronts. Those that were unarmed, they were looted. And, you know, it goes all the way back to Carl, you and I have talked about it so many times. We've quoted, the admiral from Japan, Yamamoto, so many times, that he wouldn't invade the United States because behind every blade of grass would be an armed American trying to kill us, you know. And that's what separates us from France and from Germany and from Italy and from all of these other countries, is that we have, because of our forefathers in the Second Amendment, the right to protect ourselves in our own homes and in our own country.
That's true. And, you know, and this is, again, when you start seeing things taken away, is, you know, my fear on this new law is somebody like Sharon, who might have, you know, that when we're having people stalking because of whatever reasons, bad domestic situations, not that she's in a bad domestic, I'm just saying any woman, that she loses her guns, and then she's at the mercy of somebody who is bigger and stronger and knows that really they don't have that much to fear. Unless the woman says, okay, you've taken that gun, guess what? I have another one, and I'm just going to break the law. And, how she's going to be protected. Okay, you said there was another, there were other laws that were going to be impacting on us.
Yes, we had a few other, AB 1609 by Assemblyman Alejo. And what this says is that anybody who gets a firearm from outside of the state of California, whether it's given to them by their family members or friends or somehow they purchase it outside of the state of California, this new law says that gun has to be delivered to a dealer in the state of California. And the only person who can ship a gun to a dealer in the state of California is another dealer outside of the state of California who applies to the California system that they have to check to see if the dealer they're sending the guns to is a legitimate legal dealer in the state of California, CSLC program.
My son-in-law wants to give me a hunting rifle. He can't just bring it up and just give it to me.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. If an uncle wants to give you the family hunting rifle in from Nevada, you now have to have that gun sent to a dealer, who sends it to a dealer in the state of California, and then you have to do the 10-day waiting period and the background check, the dealer record or sales, in order for you to take possession of the gun. So technically, that was already federal law, but these knuckleheads wanted to make sure that California also made it illegal, because, you know, they want to be able to charge gun owners. Next bill, SB 199 by Senator De Leon. This is the BB gun bill, where they want all BB guns and toy guns to be painted fancy colors so that law enforcement, if they see a fancy colored gun, they'll know it's a toy. This was signed into law, and of course, There have already been criminal situations or arrests of gang members in the Northern Bay Area who were in the process of painting their
gun. I was just going to say, what's to stop someone from painting their gun?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know, having been on the other side of this, in the sense when we were in Iraq, that some kid came up to us one day, and he had a 9mm. Mm. He was holding a 9mm. Our group was a little more trained, probably, and we went up to him, and it was a toy. Mm-hmm. It looked just like a Beretta. And the Al-Qaeda in the area was handing out these plastic guns to kids,
wow,
hoping that they'd come up, that you get jumpy people out there, and they'd shoot one of these kids.
And then make you look bad, or...
Oh, yeah, because mm-hmm. you've just killed a kid. And you can make any reason you want, but they're saying, oh, he just had a toy in his hand. You don't know that. And we've had so many tragic shootings because it looks like a gun, and you pull a gun and you point it at somebody, guess what? You're going to get shot. And I understand the part about it, but then, on certain cases, but then you have the other cases, just like Sharon and you were talking about, that, somebody can paint a gun. And then
it jeopardizes a police officer's life because now he or she isn't thinking about
well,
the
frankly,
threat.
If you know, somebody holds up and it's got a red tip and it's painted. I mean, is the policeman going to hesitate, or is what are they using it for? Why would they do that unless they were trying to do it anyway? Okay.
No, but thankfully, our law enforcement officers here in California are well trained, and the fact that an actual accidental shooting is so stinking rare in the state of California.
Yeah.
Is proof and evidence that our law enforcement officers are wise, they're careful, they're trained, and they react correctly the vast majority of times, and nothing, no law can supplant proper training.
Well,
that's
absolutely true. It is. It's training, and it's time on the street. Hey, we got to take a break here. Sam Paredes, he's the director of the president of Gun Owners of California, is our guest. Sharon Clark, of course, from Home Helpers, is joining me here today on Friday. It's a great day. It's a great beginning for our weekend here on January the 9th, 2015. It is 8:31 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiates, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Pre-planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
Make the new year a happy one for your male dog or cat with a stop at the Haven Humane Clinic during their Happy Neuter Year campaign. For only $20, have your male dog or cat neutered and help stop the overpopulation problem in Shasta County. Puppies and kittens can breed as young as 4 months old, so don't wait. During the month of January, Haven Humane is offering $20 neuters for dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. Make your appointment today as procedure space is limited. Call 241-1658 to make your prepaid appointment and make this a Happy Neuter Year for your male dog or cat. Funding provided by PetSmart Charities.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Tonight, what it means to be young from Streets of Fire, starring Michael Perret and Diane Lane, among others. It's 8:33 in the morning. Carl Bott and Sharon Clark are here. Sharon's my very gracious co-host today.
Thank you, comes Carl. In. Glad
and,
to be here.
Well, you know, you show up, just you and Linda show up, you're just dressed and ready to go for the rest of the day. You know.
Go big or go home.
That's it. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, my friends. It's the Cheers of barbershops. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. Yep, man's last stronghold. Their idea of gel is butch wax. And that's it. And I tell you what, it's a great place. DC Tim, Logan, the man in black. Okay, we're talking to Sam Paredes, who is here from Gun Owners of California. We're talking about these onerous regulations they keep pounding us with.
Yes.
You know, Sam, the worst one, and I can't, you know, and even though it hasn't really taken effect, is this banning of lead bullets.
Yes.
I am just totally, I'm totally against this. You know, they haven't shown anything. They haven't shown any scientific reason to do this. And the other part is that if we change from lead to whatever else, tungsten or copper coat or whatever, it changes the fact that you may have to, it almost makes all your weapons, it could make a lot of your weapons, your rifles, your hunting rifles and other rifles, you need to change them because they can't shoot that type of ammo.
Carl, you're absolutely, absolutely correct. And the latest news on this whole issue is that the National Shooting Sports Foundation, our friends who've been fighting this, we've been fighting this fight against the lead ammo ban shoulder to shoulder, they through Public Records Act and Freedom of Information Act requests, they got information that proved that the federal government withheld information with regards to the lead poisoning levels of condors when this legislation was being considered and passed. You see, in California, we passed a law that banned the use of lead in the condor region. And so hunters complied with the law. There was no lead ammunition being used in the condor region of California. It made up almost 25% of the huntable part of California was under this ban. An annual study was conducted by the feds to check to see the blood levels of the lead levels in the blood of the condors, and they were supposed to report this. They did so on a regular basis every year. Well, they withheld the report while this legislation was being considered, and even until after it was passed. That report said that the elimination of ammunition containing lead in the condor region had absolutely zero impact on the blood levels, on the lead levels in the blood of California condors, and we believe that would have had a significant impact on the passage of this law. We think the law passed with minimum votes. We believe that it would have been defeated had they realized that the federal government withheld critical information that was required to make an informed decision on this, and they basically lied. And the fact is that banning lead ammunition has no impact on the wildlife and the condors in particular. So you're right. They're on a tear to eliminate hunting. That's what their goal is. That's why they're rigging the system in order to be able to pass these bans. They know that it's going to make a lot of your rifles, Carl, and my rifles obsolete.
Explain to people why that is. Well, people say, "Well, ammo is ammo." Well, it's not.
No, it really isn't. And the other side will argue a lot, but that it just shows their ignorance. When you use a monolithic bullet, that means one that's made out of one material, whether it's all copper or all brass or all tungsten or something that does not contain lead, there is no other practical metal out there that is malleable like lead, which will allow the bullet to open up and therefore be more humane in the killing of the wildlife. There isn't another. Well, there is. Solid gold, 24 karat gold, is the only thing that's close to the capacity of lead. But when you have these solid bullets and you shoot them through a barrel, they do not expand within the bore the way those that have the malleable lead in order to literally catch the lands and grooves in the bore and to spin and to be accurate and to come out. These bullets are so hard that they literally strip metal off of these bullets and leave it inside of the bore. And when it does that, it makes the next shot less accurate and the next shot less accurate, ultimately creating a dangerous situation where you could blow up barrels if you do not clean some of these the bores that are shot with some of these bullets. So and frankly, hunters want to. They want to shoot accurately. They want to take the game down with a one shot, one kill, and then grill. You know, but when you do something,
the true organic food that you can buy, you know, it is truly organic, and a lot of people are realizing that now, that wild game is the last true organic free ranging protein that you can get.
God's protein to us. I tell you what, it's pure, it's unadulterated. We've been eating it and consuming it since before the United States became a country. When the Pilgrims came over to Plymouth Rock, we were consuming wild game, deer, venison, turkeys, chucker, quail, ducks, all these things. And, you know, nobody's getting sick. Nobody has ever gotten sick from consuming any of the wildlife that's taken in the United States. We just have a hardcore group of people who do not want us to kill animals and eat them. They don't want us to eat meat. They don't want us to eat cows, pigs, chickens. They don't want us to eat any of those things either, but they know they will have a much more difficult time fighting McDonald's and Burger King and Taco Bell before they fight the hunting community. So they make us out to be some sort of bad guys when, in fact, we are the ones. We are the only ones that contribute to the proper management and to the sustaining of wildlife in America, and especially here in California. And they want to take us out of the picture for that, you know.
Well, it's interesting. One of our chat room people has said that he's showing the Idaho Statesman that the says court again shoots down the attempt to ban lead. And then, U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia upheld a lower court's ruling that the environmental, and this is the EPA, not the legislature.
That's correct.
Has no jurisdiction to regulate lead used in ammunition.
That's absolutely correct.
So maybe this can be fought in court.
That was a huge victory in that the federal government cannot ban lead through the regulatory process, through the EPA. What we need to do, and we're talking to members of Congress, to consider a bill that would make that a federal supremacy issue and therefore not allow states to ban the use of lead in ammunition. That's an uphill battle, but we're willing to fight it now that we have good, strong majorities in both the House and Senate, and we're going to push for that. And here in California, the fight's not over. This year, as a matter of fact, we are going to continue to pepper the director of the Department of Fish and Game, who has the ability to exempt any caliber, any cartridge where non-lead ammunition is not readily available. There are dozens and dozens and dozens of cartridges that are not available in non-lead ammunition, and he better be exempting them and allowing people to use traditional ammunition, or else we will sue him for not applying the law that we hate appropriately. So we're going to be challenging this thing because the net result is we're going to have fewer hunters, and we're going to have wildlife that's going to go to waste and not be managed and die in the fields. That's the net result. And if that's what they want, that's what they're pushing for.
And, Sam, what is the increase in women purchasing guns at this point? Have you seen an increase
in
that?
Holy smokes. Every survey, every manufacturer that's collected information, demographic information on who is buying guns, shows that there is something akin to a 70% increase in the number of women who are purchasing all category of guns, AR-15, shotguns, handguns, revolvers,
wow.
All across the board. It is the single fastest-growing demographic of people purchasing firearms. We have more and more women who are applying for concealed weapons permits in the state of California and across the country. I can tell you
is that every one of our women's only classes are filled up.
Uh-huh.
And when I ask them, why are you taking this class? Every one of them is for self-protection, personal
protection.
Well,
you know, Sam, here in our community in Reading, we have just seen such an influx of crime. Mm-hmm. And on the side of town where I live here in downtown Reading, mm-hmm. you know, even just going to, you know, Walgreens at night or Safeway after hours, there's mentally ill, there's homeless, there's people approaching you in the parking lot asking for money, and it's a scary situation for a female to really go anywhere. I joke that it's playing Russian roulette with your life to go to a pharmacy on this side of town after dark.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on it, and our community is rallying around some solutions for it. But in the meantime, you know, it is, you're alone in a parking lot with someone walking up to you in the dark, and it is, yeah. You feel very vulnerable in that situation. So
we had a situation like that 2 days ago right here in my own neighborhood. Well, in El Dorado Hills, where a couple of young women who were enjoying a pub came out into the parking lot, and some criminal from Oakland was waiting for them, killed one of the women, carjacked stole their car, went off, and wrecked it, and they caught him, murdered a young 31-year-old woman who was just out enjoying a drink with a friend.
It's tragic in
an area where this is just unheard of. We are all in danger no matter where we are. I'm sure these people in Paris had no idea that something like this could happen. And, you know, Sheriff Basenko and I talk about it all the time. The first line of defense is us.
That's it.
We have to be prepared. Our heads have to be on a swivel. We need to be aware of our situation and always taking an advantageous, you know, course to our cars, to our homes, in order to be prepared for a potential danger. If nothing ever happens, fantastic. Praise the Lord. Enjoy life. But if it does, you need to be ready, and it can happen to any of us anywhere.
Anytime.
Now, one last question.
Is it about that?
Yeah.
Because I need to take a break. Okay, what's this?
I just wanted to ask you, you know, recently in the news there was the woman grocery shopping and her child got her gun out of her purse and shot her.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and so, like, those are, I think, the kinds of stories that scare women from, you know, getting their CCW and having a gun in their bag, that mm-hmm. someone, that a child, they're at a friend's house, you know, and so I assume these classes address all of those kinds of concerns, so that really shouldn't have happened, that her child should have been in the cart with her gun in the purse.
Training. That's the solution to all accidents, all problems, training, and then taking this issue seriously, and as long as we do that, everything will be fine. And remember, there are 40 million guns in the state of California, and we have so few of these accidents. It tells me that the vast majority of people are very serious about
mm-hmm.
their gun rights.
Right. Good.
All right. We got to take a quick break. Our guest, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California, Sharon Clark, Home Helpers, is here with me today. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Crackmaster. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, the only place in town that can give you a guarantee. And when we say guarantee, what we're talking about is the fact that he can take any type of crack or chip in your windshield. If it gets any bigger, he's going to fix that. He always guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst, it's a better-known business. He's located at 3208 Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. And those little bitty chips that's in your windshield could become a large crack if you don't take care of them. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity. for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Putting your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media soundbites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not-so-famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Sharon Clark today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. What an appropriate place here. 2539 Larkspur there, and John Bastiani has all types of guns that you want. Either be a pistol or a long gun, and he's got a lot of sales going on too. The best thing is John Bastiani and all of his people are customer service. Locally owned, locally operated. This is a gunsmithing shop and a gun store that will treat the customer absolutely fabulous. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. And they've got guns on sale right now. So our guest, Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. I bet you're glad to hear those kind of things, huh, Sam?
I love it.
Hey, you know, Sam, we're talking about going to all these major gun manufacturers and all these other places and saying, hey, you guys need to come out here to California and support all those stations and those people that are fighting the good fight out here.
Well,
you can spend a lot of money in Oklahoma or Texas, but who cares? In Texas, you can shoot anywhere. Up here in California, we're fighting to even get lead in our guns here.
We are ground zero for the fight on gun control and defense of the Second Amendment right here in California. The most important lawsuits are coming out of here. The attack is most severe here. There are people who hate the Constitution who are in government here in the state of California, and this is what we are fighting. Yes, there are battles throughout the country, but we try to encourage those who have a vested interest in the gun industry and gun community to be involved with us here. And thankfully, we've always relied on the law-abiding citizens and gun owners of of the state of California to be a part of the fight. We actually get very little support from the major
manufacturers. Yeah, isn't that weird? Hey, just to break in on everybody, Sharon, we just got the report.
Yeah, in Paris, both of the suspects were killed in both locations, and the hostages were freed. And I'm guessing the suspects were killed with guns.
Wow.
With the good guys.
That's awesome.
The good guys against the bad guys,
yep.
Right? Hey, you know, here's the thing, too, is gun-free zones. One of our people made a comment here on the chat room. Gun-free zones are gun-free zones only for people that respect the law. And I tell you, frankly, you know what, and I, when people go to a theater, how can you go into a theater if you have the ability to carry a concealed weapon? How can you go to a movie theater, without having one?
After.
Yeah, the only reason I'm saying that is there we are, and, you're seated in there with 200,
there, really.
200 people in there, and there's one way out.
That's true, and that is a situation where, whether it's a theater or whether it's a restaurant, if you are a law-abiding gun owner and a carrier of a firearm, always be aware. Situational awareness is the thing that's going to give us the best opportunity to survive the most horrific situation that we might ever encounter. And if it never happens again, praise the Lord and pass the hamburger. But if it does, we're prepared. We're ready. And unfortunately, in the world we live today, all of us have to be ready to react in a situation like this. So
we tell people in our class that listen to your instincts. We're still alive after thousands of bad experiences and thousands of years of evolution or whatever it is. But if there's something that tells you this is not a good place to be, is to listen to that, not override that. And we ask, how many people have had that experience? And a lot of people, I haven't had that. Oh, really? Have you ever started to drive into a convenience store or to a gas station and you didn't like the way it looked, so you just kept going? Well, yeah, there you go. Listen to your instincts.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing, being aware of what's around you. Sharon and I were talking about it because sometimes she leaves the grocery stores at night but as long as you're aware of what's happening, and then there's certain steps you have to take if somebody starts to approach you. The last step, of course, being the gun.
Women in particular, they have been blessed with this this special sense. And, an elevator opens up and there's one person in the elevator and you that little antenna goes up in the back of your head. Oops, I forgot my keys. Don't go in.
Absolutely. I've done that. Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
And the times that we don't do it, we remember and go, that was really silly because I had a feeling and I pushed myself the other way, because you start to question yourself and it's just go with that. And that's what I've learned in my 45 years young.
The life you save may be your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes. Yeah. And if you're a little bit cautious like that and nothing ever happens, okay, call me a little bit paranoid, but nothing has ever happened.
Yeah.
It's worked. The time that you don't do it and something happens is the time, gosh, I should have done this.
Yeah, well, how many times we said that? And luckily it hasn't been in a life or death situation. Hey, Sam, we got like about 4.5 minutes.
Yep.
Tell me what do you think is going to happen? What's the most onerous law that's coming down this year that they're going to try?
The legislature has not introduced any gun bills yet, so we're starting from scratch. All of the old bills are wiped off the slate. There has been no rumors of anything coming out of the legislature yet. But you can bet your sweet Bippy that with the new speaker and with the new Senate pro tem, they're going to unleash the tidal wave and come with more ammunition registration and more storage stuff and all kinds of gobbledygook. But this is going to be a very good year for gun owners, is my prediction. Our fights in the courts are winning victories that are huge and will literally wipe off some of the laws that are in the books in the state of California, wipe them off the books. And that's where we are putting a lot of our emphasis. And yes, we're fighting in the legislature. We have to do that. Yes, we fought in the elections last year. We had to do that. This year, we're going to concentrate even more on the courts, where we are gaining some of our biggest victories. The elimination of the 10-day waiting period is at hand. The elimination of the safe handgun list is on the table. The elimination of the so-called assault weapons ban and high cap magazines is on the table. All of the issues that are important to us will be dealt with in the courts this year, and we are prepared to wage that war with everything we've got.
Well, we've got to do it. We've got to fight it because, you know, we've got legislators who don't understand the Second Amendment or even the Constitution.
No.
So you've got, you know, you've got to rely on the courts, thank goodness. That one last one, we just got a couple minutes, that one where they said that down in San Diego, when they said that the sheriff, it's almost like a shell issue. It says where are we at with that one? Is that
we are waiting for the court. You learn that you have to wait for the court a lot. We're waiting for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to come out with a final determination whether they're going to do an en banc hearing, which will wipe out the ruling on San Diego and start all over again. The only problem is that if it wipes it out and starts it all over again, there is nobody to try the case because the sheriff said he's not going to appeal the case in an en banc hearing. So that creates a judicial problem, an issue that we don't know how they're going to resolve. Either way, we think that this issue will ultimately go to the Supreme Court or become the law of the land this coming year in the Western United States, and CCW shall issue in all 11 states and territories of America. And if we get to take it to the Supreme Court, we think we are very well suited to have that passed and make that the law of the land across the country.
Okay, Sam, we're literally running at this point. So, Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, thank you. How do people get a hold of Gun Owners of California?
GunOwnersCA.com or 916-984-1400. Google Gun Owners of California. We come up and contact us. Please join us and join in the fight.
Thanks for all your hard work, Sam.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Sam.
I love you, folks. God bless you. Happy New Year.
You bet. Sharon, thanks a lot.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. We're going to be talking to Vince Stevens, the Downtown Reading Business Association, on Monday, and a lot of good things happening. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Dramatic developments in the French hostage drama as police move in, a series of explosions and gunfire, smoke billows into the air. As both standoffs come to an end, the hostage takers killed. There are conflicting reports as to the state of the captives. A gunman was holding hostages in a kosher market in Paris, while two brothers wanted for the Charlie Hebdo newspaper massacre held captives in a printing plant north of Paris. French police say the Kouachi brothers, suspects in the newspaper attack, are dead. Their hostage rescued. There's a report that the hostage taker at the grocery has been killed. Earlier reports indicated his five captives were released unharmed, but now there's some question as to the status of those captives. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. job market on the comeback trail. Private